Hello, Rachel. Good morning to you. Tournament favourite Serena Williams has been knocked out of the Australian Open in Melbourne overnight. She lost to the 7-seed Karolina Pliskova 6-4, 4-6, 7-5. Williams squandered 4 match points and blew a 5-1 lead in the deciding set. She also saved 2 match points in the last game, but hit the net on the third to bring her involvement in the first Grand Slam of the year to an end. Pliskova will now play Japan's Naomi Osaka in the semi-final. Osaka overcame Ukrainian Elena Svitolina in straight sets. Manchester City should book their place in the English League Cup final tonight. They're 9-0 up from the first leg of their semi-final against League One side Burton Albion. A spectator has been handed a lifetime ban by Ulster following verbal abuse directed at Simon Zebo during their recent Champions Cup game against French side Racing in Belfast. An Ulster rugby statement said, "We are all very proud of our reputation as an inclusive club, and the unacceptable behaviour of this one individual is not reflective of the values of our club." Now, staying with rugby, 3 members of the Connacht coaching staff have signed 2-year extensions to their contracts. Attack coach Nigel Carolan, forwards coach Jimmy Duffy and defence coach Peter Wilkins have all committed to the province until 2021. Connacht head coach Andy Friend said retaining their services had been a major priority for him. Nigel Carolan was Connacht academy manager prior to his appointment with the professional team, and he also served as head coach of the Ireland under-20 squad. He spoke last night about his approach to coaching.
These players have been around in Connacht as well. As you know, most recently we were getting guys onto the national team at the moment. So sometimes you just got to sit back and hear what they have to say. They have very strong opinions, and they just want to be heard. But you get payback in terms of when they have that ownership of it, and that's a dream from a coach, is when the players are driving it. It's not, you know, we don't have to say a whole lot even our reviews. The lads are all over it themselves. They can point out to each other where they could do better or where they've done well, and it's great to be able to facilitate that. Yeah, you got to step in once in a while, but as I said, it's very much player driven. I know it might be cliche-ish, but it's created a real positive environment. And as I said, positivity, that mindset, it changes how people actually feel about themselves and how they feel. It gives them energy, and energy allows them to perform. And it's a very basic recipe, but it's one that's standing us, pretty good stead so far.
That's Nigel Carolan. The GAA has announced the arrangements for the AIB All-Ireland Intermediate and Junior Club Finals in Croke Park. The football finals will take place on Saturday the 9th of February, with Eastkey playing Beaufort at 3 o'clock and Kilcommon facing Antrim's Naoimh Aonagh at 4:45. The following day, Sunday the 10th, will be Hurling Finals Day, with Dunamagan taking on Castleblaney at 1:30 and Charleville playing Oranmore Mary at 3:15. Charleville are hopeful that Cork star Dara Fitzgibbon will have overcome a knee injury in time to play in the final. Seamus Callanan was last night appointed as Tipperary hurling captain for the year ahead. Noel McGrath will be the vice captain. Cathair Healy has been ruled out of the Laois footballers' opening game against Down in the Allianz League on Saturday. He's suffered knee ligament damage. Healy switched codes this year, opting to play football instead of hurling. More problems for the Tottenham manager Mauricio Pochettino. Midfielder Dele Alli will be out for between 6 and 8 weeks. He isn't expected to return to training until early March because of his hamstring strain. That's a similar timeline to Harry Kane's recovery from an ankle injury. Usain Bolt will no longer pursue a career as a professional football player. He had been training with the Australian A-League club Central Coast Mariners for 2 months last year, but left the club in November, and it's now thought that he will concentrate on his commercial interests. There's more sport on the RTE News Now app and on rte.ie.